Russ Parr Morning Show, and of course the Oscar nominations came out. Everybody's been hearing about them, and we're not going to go through all of them, but we'll go through some that, and then we'll kind of figure out who got snubbed here.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go, Frida.
So Best Picture, American Hustle, Captain Phillips, 12 Years a Slave, Dallas Buyers Club, Gravity, The Wolf of Wall Street. There were some movies people didn't see, like Philomena, you probably wouldn't know of, or Nebraska, and Her. And a lot of these movies just came out like in the last month.
Yeah, did you say 12 Years a Slave?
12 Years a Slave.
You didn't mention that.
Yes, I did.
I didn't hear you.
Well, I'm going to say it again. 12 Years a Slave.
Okay. Now, I have not seen 12 Years a Slave, so I can't.
What's your pick?
Based on what I've seen.
Gravity.
Gravity was good, but American Hustle was. I'm a Christian Bale fan.
Yeah.
And I don't know who that lady is in there that with the red
Amy
hair.
Adams.
She's brilliant.
Amy Adams, yeah.
She was absolutely brilliant.
You know, she won a Golden Globe, and generally that's kind of a predictor.
Yeah. Snub, though, would probably be Lee Daniels, the butler.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No doubt. And?
Because I thought that Forrest Whitaker, I thought Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
Was excellent terrific. In that movie.
You know who else, what other movie was snubbed?
What's that?
Mandela.
Yeah.
I think Mandela. And you know what? Why not Hunger Games? Why not The Hobbit? I don't know. Those are more fantastical movies.
They don't really nominate like box office success movies.
Yeah. Well,
you know, they kind of got to go for the independent, gritty kind of feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So for actor in a leading role, Christian Bale, who you love for American Hustle, Chiwetel Ejiofor for 12 Years a Slave, Matthew McConaughey for Dallas Buyers Club, Leonardo DiCaprio for The Wolf of Wall Street, Bruce Dern for Nebraska, but I don't think that's kind
of. I've only seen one of those movies, so I can't speak on who should be the best actor. Anybody else can?
I haven't. No,
I'm going to tell you who it's going to be.
Who's it going to be?
It's going to be Matthew McConaughey for Dallas Buyers Club.
No. You think so?
I do. Chiwetel.
For 12 Years a Slave?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Actress in a leading role. Another of your favorites, Amy Adams from American Hustle.
Uh-huh.
Meryl Streep for August Osage County.
She
who else was in that?
Every year, doesn't she? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, somebody else was in that too.
Julia Roberts was in that.
Julia Roberts was in that. Thank you. Cate Blanchett for Blue Jasmine, which a lot of us didn't see. Sandra Bullock for Gravity. Was she really good in that?
You didn't have to be good.
See, when you tell, I still have no desire to see that movie.
It was done well.
You loved it, and I'm like, I don't want to. I still don't want to see it.
It's like if she can capture emotion out of you just by reactions.
Really?
She killed it. Yeah.
Okay. Actor in a supporting role: Jonah Hill for The Wolf of Wall Street, Jared Leto for Dallas Buyers Club, Bradley Cooper for American Hustle. Looks like American Hustle's gonna take all this. Michael Fassbender, that's for 12 Years a Slave, and Barkhad Abdi. That's Captain Phillips. That's the guy who was like a limo driver.
Right,
and then got the part. So that's for best in a supporting role. Going to be Bradley Cooper.
You think
so? Although Jared Leto's the one who won the Golden Globe.
I thought that there were about three better actors in American Hustle than
but him. Do you think Forrest Whitaker got snubbed?
Yeah.
No doubt.
For that?
Yes.
All right, so actually he was in a lead role.
He was a lead role.
Yeah, he was a lead role.
Yeah, lead role. But he should have been
I think the guy
nominated.
That played his son maybe
should have been supporting.
Okafor.
Yeah. Okay, so actress in a supporting role. Okay. Let's see who you know. Julia Roberts in August Osage County. Uh-huh. Jennifer Lawrence in American Hustle. Lupita Nyong'o, she's from 12 Years a Slave, and she's been getting a lot. I can't remember
she's
who
so
won
pretty.
For the Golden Globes for that. But did Oprah get snubbed in Best Supporting
Absolutely.
Role?
Well, do you think Jennifer Lawrence was really good in American Hustle. I didn't see the other film, so I can't speak.
And
okay.
Oprah hasn't acted in a while.
Animated feature films, I know y'all see this.
No, I saw Oprah... I think should have been nominated because after about a minute of her screen time, you didn't know it was Oprah. That tells you how good of an actress she was.
I think she should have been nominated. I know your kids. If you have kids, you'll know The Croods, Frozen, Despicable Me.
You're just saying it because she's black. No, she was good.
You know who's up for one for music is Pharrell is up for music. He had a great song in Despicable Me. Yeah, the book. Let me see who else you might know for music. Not really anybody. You know who else got snubbed?
Oh.
And all these people, they put their movies out in December, November. Saving Mr. Banks. Now, you may not know about this movie, but it is Tom Hanks. Who also
Walt
did
Disney.
Did he get snubbed for Best Actor in Captain?
I think
Captain?
At some point they said, man, you've won enough.
You do?
Yeah, I think at some point you do that, you know?
Wow, really?
I don't know.
I don't know about all that.
But anyway, I mean, I don't think the list is that bad. I don't think a lot of people can really complain. But, you know, hey, we'll find out.